Hi, everybody. Welcome to special episode 53. This is Alan. I haven't done a podcast in a couple weeks or more yet, or recently, in part because, I've been sick too. And even though the state I live in, Florida, is incapable of offering any assistance as far as being tested and so forth, I don't know for sure. But I would bet that I had, I guess you'd say, a small case of the COVID virus. I met many of the symptoms: persistent fever, chest and abdominal discomfort, body aches, so forth, that lasted probably upwards of 2 weeks and has been quite a pain to get rid of. But nothing, my temperature never went over 100.3, for example, but it was always in the 99 to 100.3 range. Those aren't good enough to get me any assistance. There's nothing they could do anyway. And fortunately, it didn't progress, even though I have several comorbidity factors, meaning I'm overweight, I have diabetes, though it's controlled, and I have high blood pressure, though it's controlled too. But those medicines for those conditions actually make us at risk. I'm only in my early 60s, but still close enough that it's a worrisome thing when you don't know what is going to happen and you have nowhere to turn. But I'm the comeback kid. I'm back. I'm feeling much better. A little tickle still in the throat, but basically I'm doing much better. Excuse me. Now that I say that. And I just wanted to give you an update on that. Hopefully pretty soon, maybe later today, I'll do a full-fledged After the Trumping podcast again and try to get the conversation started. The purpose of this podcast series is different than other ones. I'm not really just criticizing the idiocy of Trump, though there are obvious reasons for doing that. What I'm doing is saying, when President Joe Biden gets into place, when we start the process of the nation recovering from all the mistakes that were made, it is extremely necessary that we get a handle on the damage that has been done, that we inventory that damage that has been done, prioritize how to fix it, and make the re-implement the changes, make the changes that come afterwards even better, and, of course, make sure that those in the Trump administration are punished for what they have done. It is inexcusable, so much of it, and Florida is a prime example of action after action going wrong and most people having basically no idea what to do in order to take care of themselves if they get ill. That's a hard thing. It is not inspiring, and it does nothing to bring the country together with the confidence that we know how to move forward from here, especially if the state begins reopening as it's doing. I mean, I haven't even gotten unemployment benefits, and I applied 8 weeks ago, and now in the next 2 weeks, the state of Florida basically will be demanding that I prove that I'm out looking for jobs to replace my existing job, even though I haven't got the unemployment benefits, haven't got federal unemployment benefits, and otherwise have been ignored by the system because I guess I don't meet any of the qualifications to get attention. It's a terrible thing to do, but I'm the comeback kid. I fought back, I'm here, and I'm ready to move forward. Hope that you'll join me. All right, take care. I'll talk to you again soon. Bye.